It's Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Ezra Wall in La Crosse. Voters in southwestern Wisconsin will elect a 96th state assembly representative on Tuesday, November 5th. It's a seat currently held by Republican Lauren Oldenburg, but this is the first election held since district lines have been redrawn and approved by the state legislature and Governor Tony Evers. Challenging Oldenburg in the upcoming election is former La Crosse County Supervisor Tara Johnson, a Democrat. We'll also hear from Tara this week. And joining me now is Lauren Oldenburg. Lauren, welcome back to WPR.
Well, thanks for having me and looking forward to the interview.
So to get started with, you've been in office for a little while now, but going into the next term, assuming you're reelected, what would your legislative priority be for the district?
Well, this is actually my fourth run. I've been in for 6 years, looking forward to continuing to serving the people as far as that goes. Continuing what I've been doing, representing everyone. Once you're elected, you throw away the R&Ds of the behind your name, you represent everyone. And that's so every situation and every circumstances that comes up, I address it as an individual basis and go from there. My priorities, I got an ag background. I still farm. My family farm, been in my family almost 150 years. Ag is definitely important. That leads right into conservation practices. I've finally got my farmland preservation bill passed this last year. Took three tries to get it through. Continuing those kind of things. Also got a pre-disaster flood resilience bill passed. The governor signed here in April. Look, that goes through WEM. Looking forward to seeing how that gets implemented as far as that goes. And continue my strong support youth apprenticeship. We put $7 million in the last budget and looking forward to continuing doing that in future.
You talked about the youth apprenticeship program. What else are your ideas behind making sure that schools are adequately funded and staffed and cared for?
This last budget we put $1 billion more money into education, K through 12 education. We got to continue to fund them where they need to be. Also, I think something that really is struggling here in the school end of it is the decline in enrollments. You know, just in La Crosse, you know, they've over the last 10 years, they've lost 100 students per year. That's roughly $1 million to their state aid in their budget. And so All schools through my district, rural districts, bigger cities, bigger districts are struggling to keeping their enrollments up. Some are increasing, I'm sure, but where they're declining, we have to address those issues. And how can we help out the school boards and the school districts to move forward and be able to teach those kids?
I want to ask you about healthcare because a recent report that's come out in the last few weeks indicates there could be some financial benefit for Wisconsin to expand Medicaid coverage for the working poor, Badger Care, as it's known in our state. Would you be in favor of that? That's something Republicans have typically been against.
I definitely would consider it. I've considered it in the past, but it seems like there's not a lot of stomach in my caucus to move forward in that. Now, with the increased inflation, I think the numbers might be a little bit skewed for, you know, at 100% poverty number. We definitely have to look at that. But that extra $1 billion or whatever it is one-time money. You know, where do we put that money? You know, I'd like to see it put in reimbursement rates for hospitals, dental, nursing homes. You know, let's direct that money to a certain area. But the ultimate goal is if we give more reimbursement rates to, say, a hospital or dental, does our private insurance premiums come down? You know, we're just giving them more money and hospitals are taking it. We have to see some level of, you know, our premiums come down at the private level. Or otherwise, I don't believe this money is going to be used in a very good direction.
Another issue that you hear about a lot since the overturn of Roe v. Wade is abortion and reproductive rights in Wisconsin. What, if any, changes to Wisconsin's abortion law would you be willing to support?
As you know, this spring or whenever it came through, I supported to put a referendum to the people with exceptions with rape, incest, life of the mother, 14 weeks. Current law is 20 weeks. It's not the 1849 law. I truly believe that's the correct way to go about is put it to the people. not just one question. Put maybe two or three different questions for people to really have a good chance to weigh in on what they want, what they can live with, and then we move forward from there. I think that's the best answer to that. One problem is with split government, it'll be hard to get the governor and the legislators all on the same board to get a referendum to the people so they can actually vote on it and put a say to it.
So let me ask you about the concerns about environment, water quality, but also in the rural part of your district, a lot of people depend on the land and the water to make a living. How do you balance those economic concerns with the environmental concerns raised by that?
You know, maybe there's a misconception out there. You know, us farmers are stewards of the land. I mean, that's our livelihood. You know, that's how we, you know, make a living. So we want to save our soils, keep them on the land, keep them there instead of washing down in the creek. Keep the water from on the ground, you know, through cover crops, through farming practices. And that's what my farmland preservation bill that actually got passed to give tax credits to these farmers or landowners to actually implement good farming practices. So I don't see in Vernon County or even up here in La Crosse a lot of urban sprawl that's really affecting or taking away farmland. I don't see it to the level of detriment to the farming community. But every situation is going to have to be looked at so it does not hurt the water, the land, because there's only one land that we have. We can't make any more of it. And as a farmer, fourth-generation farmer, I understand it very much.
Our guest today, Republican Representative Lauren Oldenburg, thanks very much for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And Lauren Oldenburg faces Tara Johnson in the election on Tuesday, November 5th. The winner will represent the 96th District in the State Assembly. For all of WPR's election coverage, including these interviews, including presidential, congressional, and legislative races, you can find it on our website, wpr.org/election2024. I'm Ezra Wall from our bureau in La Crosse. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.